as a fanfare, that means it's Thursday, of course, here on Main Street. Pleased to welcome back Matt Olien, our in-house movie reviewer extraordinaire. Awesome. Good. Well thought through. All those kinds of things.
Oh, my
Matt,
goodness.
How are you?
My goodness. I'm good. Better after that introduction.
Yeah. The movie this week is Thunderbolts. Let's hear the trailer. Now,
being a hero, there is no higher calling. Your sister understood something about that.
I should have come back for you.
No. That's just a fairy tale.
I was in high school when the Avengers came. Kind of strange that it's all over now. No one's coming to save the day.
I think we are. We can be the ones that are coming.
Buck, you have the wrong people. We have all done bad things.
Look, I've been where you are. The past doesn't go away. So you can either live with it forever, or you can do something about it.
I am the void. Look what you unleashed. We can't outrun the emptiness.
We can't do this. No one here is a hero.
We all have things that we regret.
But I have so many.
All right, Matt. We've heard the trailer of Thunderbolts, the movie that you'd like to review this week, and I'm just wondering if it aligned with everyone's expectations of what a Marvel film is supposed to be.
So it exceeded expectations at the box office, $76 million. That's an opening weekend, and that's an opening weekend without a holiday in there, okay? There's no Friday or Monday off like Memorial Day or 4th of July or Labor Day, that kind of thing. So it exceeded expectations. And I would say in the second iteration of Marvel films, which is pretty much everything after Avengers Endgame, Craig, a lot of them have been disappointing. I mean, this has been the pattern is, once they don't have Iron Man, they don't have Thor, they don't have Captain America, played by Chris Evans, they don't have Hulk, played by Mark Ruffalo, where does it go from here? And I think the opinion has been from me and a lot of critics and the audiences since then is, kind of a meh, M-E-H, right? Meh. And now I think Thunderbolts is the best post-Endgame Marvel film because
wow, okay.
It's kind of the getting the gang back, well, not getting the gang back together, getting a gang together, a band of misfits who name themselves Thunderbolts, and I won't give away the plot point of why they're called that, but they're kind of thrown together. And I think this gets back to what Marvel was really good at with the Avengers movies. Some comedy, some humor, some poignancy, but also getting the group together, right? When the Avengers form, people love that on screen. And I think this film, directed by Jake Schreier, exceeds my expectations. Is it the best Marvel film ever? No. But it's way better than Captain America Brave New World, which I reviewed earlier this year, which did not meet expectations. I did not care for that movie. It underperformed at the box office. I really think Anthony Mackie as the new Captain America doesn't work. I don't think he's good enough. But this film, I'll just kind of run down the group. Julia Louis-Dreyfus is the villain. She plays the CIA operative, and she's horrible. She is who knew Dreyfus could play a villain, right, after all her years on Seinfeld? But she does. And she's sneaky, and she's cagey, and she's crazy. And basically, I can't get into a lot of plot points, but basically this group of ragtag individuals are thrown together to try to stop Dreyfus, stop her nefarious activities. Florence Pugh is back as Yelena. We, of course, remember her in Black Widow 2021, which kind of sets this up. Her father is the Red Guardian, played by David Harbour. He's hilarious. He's the funniest part of the movie. He's kind of Red Guardian, for people who don't know, was the Soviet Union's response to Captain America. He was this super soldier, the Soviet super soldier. But here he's living in America, driving a limousine around, trying to make money. He's overweight. He's old, you know. But he and Florence Pugh are two of the Thunderbolts. Wyatt Russell is John Walker, who's kind of this dime store Captain America. He kind of thinks he's Captain America, has the suit, has the shield, doesn't quite look the part, has a lot of problems. Hannah John Kamen plays Ava. She's kind of the ghost lady of the group. And Sebastian Stan, who is now a superstar in movies, is back as Bucky Barnes, the Winter Soldier. And he's really, I think, becomes the de facto leader of the group. Now, what this group does, how they get together, you got to go see the movie. But basically, I think the exposition is really handled well by Jake Schreier, the director. It forms the group. And really, what's interesting about this movie eventually, Craig, is it's really about mental health. It's about mental health and kind of the void of being depressed, which a lot of these characters share. And certainly a new character, Robert Reynolds, played by Lewis Pullman, fits into this kind of plot point of mental health and how the Thunderbolts kind of figure things out and save the day. They really do it more through mental health awareness, mental health help, and kind of helping each other rather than, you know, any kind of crazy, you know, punching and shooting, things like that. So I did like the poignancy of the mental health aspect of this movie. Again, it's hard to explain what I'm talking about because there's so many complicated plot points in this movie. But bottom line is I do think this is a return to form for Marvel. They're setting up future movies with Thunderbolts, the Thunderbolts. And yes, they do have a different name that I won't reveal in the movie. Eventually, they kind of change their name in the movie, and you'll have to go see it, what I'm talking about. But overall, I liked it. The casting was good. But I think what really pulls this film in is Florence Pugh, who's a great actress. She's a phenomenal British actress, and she's marvelous as Yelena, this kind of Russian super spy, super soldier, trained killer. And then her father, of course, David Harbour, so funny as Red Guardian. And also Sebastian Stan, of course, who's a real superstar coming off his Oscar nomination as Donald Trump in The Apprentice, here again as Bucky Barnes, the Winter Soldier, who we first saw in Captain America Winter Soldier 10 years ago.
Matt, there's an asterisk in the title. It's Thunderbolts asterisk. Is there some symbolism there?
There is, and you'll have to go to the movie to see what that means and what it signifies. But basically, it signifies there's going to be more movies with this ragtag group of misfits, and it does mean something, and you have to go see the movie, and a lot of people are seeing this movie.
Matt, let's go to the Oscar trivia part of our show. Which cast member of Thunderbolts received an Academy Award nomination for Best Supporting Actress?
That's Florence Pugh in Little Women. I think 2019 was the release year on that, or is it 2018?
It's 2019. So in the 2020 Academy Awards, who won the Oscar for Best Supporting Actress?
Oh, boy. These recent years are always tricky for me. So that was the Parasite year when Parasite got Best Picture. Oh, my goodness. You're stumping me.
I'll give you the name of the movie, sure. Marriage Story.
Oh, Laura Dern.
We've been to the movies with Matt Olien.